This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And the New York Knicks certainly aren't in free fall, but back-to-back losses against the dregs of the NBA, I don't care if it's on the road, I don't care if it's back-to-back, they've got to figure out a way. And you look at the game here. I mean, Josh Hart, who we're going to hear from in a second, 3-for-3 from three-point land, 6 assists, 4 rebounds. Karl Anthony Towns, 24 points. OG Anunoby, who at the beginning of this game played really well. And Mikal Bridges, not enough, 0-for-4 from 3. He's got to find his shot. And right now, they are just going through the motions. And you could sense it. You could feel it. It's obvious. It's palpable that they are just going through the motions. And, you know, Josh Hart, who's been a voice for this team, who has talked about selfishness in this team early on, who, you know, called out the schedule the other day, had more to say after this game. Let's listen to a couple of cuts from Josh Hart.
Mental toughness. I think that's my big concern right now. You know, we can make all the excuses in the world, but there's highs and lows in the season, and you know, no one's 82-0. But the way that we're losing games is embarrassing. So we have to find a way to, you know, right the ship. We got to come out next game with more intensity, more desperation. Starts with myself. As someone who's supposed to bring energy, I've been, you know, atrocious the last several weeks. Like I said, we can make the excuses. Yeah, we've had a terrible two and a half weeks of travel. But, you know, all teams go through terrible, you know, travel periods during the season. And it's not an excuse. If we're right mentally, you know, we win some of these games.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's wrong. It is about mental toughness. It's about mental toughness. And yesterday you were laying into, it wasn't about mental toughness, it was about the schedule. Yesterday the mental toughness issue was with you, Josh. So I'm not getting on you, you know, because you've been so great for this team and you've been the glue of this team and you've been a guy who's mentally tough, physically tough. But, you know, right now I don't disagree with them. The mental toughness is the issue. And they've played now, you know, a good stretch without Brunson. They're going on a tough road. They went on a tough road trip. They came back, went right back on the road, back-to-back nights against two lousy teams. And off of the effort they put forth against San Antonio, I am shocked with the effort they put forth last night against the Charlotte Hornets. 115-98. And again, look at what's the issue? What's the issue over and over and over again with this team? Defending the perimeter. You can say that. You can say that on air. What's your definition of the problem with this team?
They don't close out on 3-point
shots. Bang, exactly right. 46.9% from 3-point land. The Charlotte Hornets shot damn near 50% from behind the arc, while the Knicks shot 25%. You're not going to win that way. You're not going to win that way. Not, and they took 15 of 32, 10 of 39. Like, you're not going to win that way, giving up 50% from the three-point line. Like, they have just, they do not close out on threes. And OG and Mikal Bridges are supposed to be two of the better closeout defenders in the game, and they're just not right now. And Carl Anthony, and you know, Miles McBride, also defensive guy, right? That was, he came up a defensive guy, wasn't sure if he was going to find his offensive game. He's found it a little bit in spurts, and I have no problem with McBride necessarily. Deuce is a good player. But when Deuce, OG, and Bridges are on the floor together, there is no reason. When that's three of the starting five, there is no reason that a team that was 17 and 51 should be hitting 50% of their three-pointers. There is no reason why a guy I don't know if I've heard of before last night in San Antonio, I know he played for Seton Hall, is the only player in NBA history to score 34 points and play less than 20 minutes. Like, that's the thing. Like, this team is awful. They're shooting 50 from the three. The Spurs don't have their two best players or their head coach and bench players who've played in 40 games and haven't scored more than 12 points in any of them somehow score 34 in 19 minutes. How is that possible? When you have a defensive-minded McBride, you have a defensive-minded OG Anunoby, and a Bridges who's supposed to be one of the better perimeter defenders in the game. How is that possible? We know Carl Anthony Towns isn't the best rim protector. We know that. We know Josh Hart has limits offensively, but defensively, there is no reason why four out of that starting five, right? Even when it's Brunson, you understand that he's not a great defender, and we'll see how he feels when he comes back. I mean, a couple of games before the playoffs kind of just sounds not good. Like they were hopeful he'll play a few before the playoffs start. That sucks. But when he's on the floor and Towns is on the floor, you can understand, okay, your one and your five aren't great defensively. You demand so much of them offensively that you're going to have breakdowns defensively, fine. But when McBride is in there, when it's OG, Bridges, McBride, and Hart, there is no excuse for 50% from the field or from three from the Charlotte Hornets. Or from San Antonio.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Right. And with this coach, and again, you know, the coach is just going to, we're going to have talking points about the coach. We're going to have talking points about the coach over and over again. We talk about this. He's supposed to be, right now, what's the two problems? What are the two things I'm talking about? It doesn't mean, I mean, that's how I see it, but let's just be honest. How did Hart and myself see it? I think defensively, closing out on threes is a major issue in defending the perimeter, and Josh Hart's talking about mental toughness. What does Tibbs do? What is he good at? What are his expertise? What do you expect from a Tibbs team? What do you expect? You expect mental toughness and solid defense. And those two things are eluding them at the moment. And as Rami said in my ear, and he's 100% right, it's been most noticed against the Boston Celtics. But the Knicks do not fight through screens. The Knicks drop behind every single screen. And it leads to open threes over and over again. And Boston, it's a joke. It's the same thing over. They set up a screen, don't fight through it, leave up an open three, and they hoist them, and Boston can shoot. And that's why they get these games blown out, because if Boston hits their shots, you can't keep up with Boston.
It's how they lost to the Warriors twice.
It's how they lost to the Warriors. So, yeah.
It's Steph Curry.
Yeah, I know.
It's insane. I don't understand how Tibbs' head isn't exploding from that.
I know. It's true. The defensive effort has just not been there. And it's not, you can't tell me that it's the players. Not right now. Not with McBride in there instead of Brunson. You can't tell me that a starting five that has Mikal Bridges, OG Anunoby, Deuce McBride and Josh Hart can't play defense. You just can't tell me that. Defense is effort. Defense is mental toughness. Defense is what Tibbs brings, and this team doesn't have it. And that's what scares me. And that's what the calls for this coach and the volume around his job is going to get louder and louder. And right now, if you tell me you got a Brunson just returning from a severely sprained ankle and gets to play maybe two or three games heading into the playoffs, that is a recipe for disaster right now for the New York Knicks.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there care when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Eye on College Basketball podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.